Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much. And she is a dear friend. I sure like that lady, and I sure do appreciate what they bring to the marketplace at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite, the water garden and pond supply people, and what she brings to my airwaves here, my little piece of the airwaves with that beautiful voice. So thank you, Mary Traveland from Dixon Brothers. We're ready to get our program underway. I need some phone calls, so let's get those lines filled up. Lee Riza is running the boards. He's also screening the calls. We will be here until 10 today, and I need some phone calls right now as we get this cloudy kind of gray day off to a kickstart here. 800-288-WBAP. Call right now, 800-288-9227. And we're going to go to Steve Huddleston in just a very quick moment. Just one very fast thing to tell you, and that is that if you know our grandson Sam, wish him a happy birthday tomorrow. He'll be 16, our oldest grandchild, and we're really proud of Sam. He's done wonderfully in the McKinney North High School Choir, and he loves that and has a lot of other activities he's involved with, and he's a wonderful big brother to his two younger siblings. So we are richly blessed to have Sam as our grandson. All right, we are ready to go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and we're going to visit with a fine gentleman who joins us every week about this time, remembers, I'm sure, when Sam was born, and that is Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Botanic Garden. Steve, good morning.
Well, good morning, Neil.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Good. Well, what's going on at the Botanic Garden that we need to know about?
Well, you know, we've had some cold weather, but there are
really?
some glimpses of late winter beauty, early winter color, and of course, this time of the year, the Drummond red maples burst into bloom at our main entrance. They're just beginning to show some crimson color. These are small clusters of red flowers in late winter before the foliage emerges. And then showy red samara, or seeds, on the female trees follow the flowering. But for about 4 weeks in mid to late winter, there's just outstanding red color on the branches of these Drummond red maples. So we're just beginning that four-week season of color now at the main entrance.
I always assumed, until I saw them blooming and realized, oh my gosh, I'm wrong, always assumed that they were named for their fall color because they are beautiful in the fall with lots of reds, but lots of other colors as well. But my goodness, those spring flowers are, who would think of a maple as being something attractive in
really?
Bloom? And that one really is. So good deal. Yeah, we actually had it as one of the featured photos on my calendar a couple of years ago.
Yes,
on the magazine cover somewhere. I used
yes.
it because I know right where I took that photo. Drummond red maple. Folks, it's a very lovely shade tree. There are several of the red maples that are nice and much better adapted than the true northeastern sugar maples. The big, and a whole lot better trees than silver maples. The only nemesis I know of, Steve, would be drought if you just absolutely don't have any water. And then secondly, cotton root rot can be a problem. But man, if you don't have those to contend with, then it's beautiful. Yeah. I want to come to the conservatory. Can I wait a week or two?
Well, you should have come this past week while it was so cold outside. But yes, come on this week. In fact, this is the last week to visit our tropical conservatory before we shut it down and fill it up with butterflies.
So if I want to see it without the butterflies, yeah. I need to come right away, or I can wait.
Week.
You'll tell us about that in a second. What are we going to see in the conservatory if we come now? Just what
well,
is it?
Well, it's a veritable rainforest full of tropical fruits such as mango, banana, papaya, coconut, and chocolate tree. Of course, it's a very warm and tropical retreat from the cold weather we've had outside, but it is just beautiful. We have many endangered plants in there. Everything is labeled. It's a very educational and wonderful experience.
Conservatory is a really interesting challenge to maintain because a lot of those tropical plants get quite large, and you're constantly having to jockey things around and rearrange and do some trimming and maintain that incredible collection that the kids want to see and we all want to see. That's the
yes.
conservatory, and it is right off the Botanic Garden Center building at the north entrance. Really is fun. Now tell us about the butterflies.
Well, that exhibit is coming up March 1 through April 6th. That is called Butterflies in the Garden. And during that period of time, we will release 12,000 live tropical butterflies into the conservatory. It will be absolutely wonderful. We'll have a butterfly release during the week at 2 p.m. People can actually watch us release butterflies into the conservatory, but everybody enjoys this event. It's important, though, to buy your timed entry tickets online now through a link on the garden's website.
Steve, out of curiosity, if you have tropical butterflies and tropical plants, are some of these plants host plants for the butterflies?
We make sure that they're not.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that was said with conviction.
Yes.
You were just
the USDA makes sure that they're not. Yes.
Oh, I think I now understand just a little better. I got you. All right, folks, this is really a beautiful display to see. So go to the website and buy your timed entrance tickets, and that's fwbg.org, fwbg.org. Steve, how does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. Where the Botanic Garden has been for 80 years now, hasn't it? What number exactly?
Something like that, yes.
And so it is the most historic Botanic Garden in the state of Texas. What is the 24-hour information line?
That is 817-392-5510.
All right, and fwbg.org, again, is the website for any more information you might need. This is Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist and one of the writers for our magazine, I might add, a longtime dear friend. I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. All right, and that will be the Fort Worth Botanic Garden Report for today, sponsored by Bonide ProZone Weed Beater Complete. If you want a perfect lawn this year, you need to stop the weeds before they get going. And Bonide makes that happen with Bonide Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is a total lawn weed control product. It prevents weed seeds from germinating, and it kills weeds that are already there. Tough grassy weeds, like crabgrass, when they try to germinate, or if it's later in the season when they're growing. Broadleafed weeds, like clover and so many others. They're no match for Bonide Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete kills more than 200 hard-to-kill grassy and broadleafed weeds. Weed Beater Complete works through the roots and the shoots of weeds, killing them before they can get started or after the weeds have started to grow. It's available in a convenient granular formula for easy spreader application. Get on your way to a picture-perfect lawn, stop in, and pick up some Bonide Weed Beater Complete. Weed Beater Complete is available at the Plant Shed, all four DFW locations. Heights Nursery and Garden Center in Harker Heights, J&T Hardware in Winters, or visit Bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. That is Bonide.com, Bonide ProZone, Weed Beater Complete.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. Just a side comment on my Facebook page at neilsperry.com. I had a question posted last night that I just couldn't remember the answer to. I sent one of Steve's co-workers and employees a note because I knew that Bill had been the one who had helped me before. And sometime later in the night, I finally gave out. I was so tired last night. And I gave out and had a big, wonderful reply this morning, which is now on my Facebook page. So thank you, Bill Seaman from Arborological Services, the same business that you just heard Steve refer to. So let me also say one thing. I wanted to do this just for fun, and then we'll go to our first call, Virginia in Fort Worth. There is an opportunity for you coming up this weekend, and that is for a Valentine gift. It is a singing Valentine gift from the Vocal Majority. This is not a paid ad. I just like these guys a huge amount. It's the premier male chorus in America. They've won all of the awards. They're just fabulous. You may have been to their Christmas program. You may have been to some of their other programs. If not, you need to. They're in the iTunes store, so you can listen to them and you can get a bit of a feeling for them. Well, what they do on Valentine's Day, and this year actually on Saturday as well, so either Friday or Saturday, they will send a barbershop quartet, unbeknownst to the recipient, and sing two Valentine's songs and present a red rose. And I would suggest you just go to their website. That's vocalmajority.com. There is a quick link to the information. This is primarily for the Dallas and Dallas suburbs area. They say there's somebody else doing that in Fort Worth, and they want to respect that. And they are in the Dallas area with about 25 of the suburbs, all the way north to Fairview, McKinney, and all the way south to I'm looking at what else I have. I have Sunnyvale. We have Balch Springs. We have trying to see something due south. But there's Cockrell Hill. They have a lot of different places. They have 130 or so men in the chorus. And so those who live in various areas, I'll take that. I'll do that. And one of my friends comes from about 2 hours away to get there to help with this. It's a fundraiser. It's affordable. It's a wonderful Valentine. And to have, the first time I saw it was and heard them singing was at the Dallas Arboretum. I was standing there waiting for a meeting on Valentine's Day, and they came in, and a lady who worked there was upstairs, and somebody called up to her to come to the stairs, please. And they sang up the stairs to her. It was so cool. VocalMajority.com. Let's go to the phone lines. Virginia in Fort Worth, good morning.
Well, good morning. My question is about begonia. This ad came out in the paper a couple of weeks ago, and it's offered from a nursery in Indiana. And I was wondering, do our local nurseries ever get these special plants? It's a red, white, Crispa marginata begonia.
I collect begonias, and at one point I had 500 kinds.
Wow.
And there are tens of thousands of kinds. I don't know that one in particular, but I'm, if you feel like you can trust the nursery, I'd go to their website, Virginia, and I would look at it a little bit and check the size of the plant. Make sure that it is not just a rooted leaf or a rooted cutting or a tiny, tiny little plant. They'll probably tell you this will ship in a 3-inch pot plant, will have 5 leaves or whatever. I'm thinking about a fancy leaf begonia now, for example.
Yes.
There are several nurseries in town who have pretty good begonia collections in the Dallas area. North Haven Gardens does. Logees online, L-O-G-E-E. I think I just put two E's at the end of that, apostrophe okay. S, in Danielson, Connecticut, has just a huge begonia collection. And if you do an online begonia search, you'll find a lot. Logees is where I bought a bunch of mine. I had about 300 Rex begonias in 5-gallon pots when I first had my greenhouse, and I just ran out of space. I had to thin down to the ones that did best for me.
Well, I love begonias.
I do too.
And they're faithful, and they'll last till frost. And this one is white with a ruffled red edge.
Well, and remember now, some of them are for use in pots indoors on a bright windowsill with 80-degree temperatures, not for 104-degree temperatures. Some of them are perfect outside in the shade. They vary a great, great deal. Be careful. Just do some more reading on it.
Go online to Logee.
Logee is a good starting point, but you can also look that specific one up, and I would just put by begonia and then put the name, the variety name, and it may show that same place, and it may show some others. That's all I have. I didn't see the ad, so I don't know. Virginia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we have lines open. Call right now, please, please. I need to hear from you at 800-288-WBAP. How do you spell WBAP numerically? Well, it's 1-800, I know that doesn't make sense, 1-800-288-9227. 800-288-9227. Liriza is dozing off in that other room waiting for you to call. Please do. Please do call. In the meanwhile, let me get my note here for my book. I really would like to have you take advantage of me. Take advantage of me. I have finished all of the editorial. I have turned in all of the photos for my book. We are down to some miscellaneous entry. I say all the editorial. I have a little bit, the introduction, the acknowledgments, that to write, and a little bit on chapter one, which is a short basics chapter, and I'll have that done by 2 or 3 this afternoon. I mean, we are wrapping up the book. It is about ready to proofread and then send to the printer. The lowest price I will ever offer on my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, $24.95, is going to go away when we go to the printer and tell them we want so many books. When I commit to that price, that quantity, the price will go up for those that I print on speculation. I will give you a better deal if you will get your order in before I go to press. This book encompasses everything I have ever written, everything that's in my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening books. By the way, those are 23 years old. I'm sure you'll still see those in the stores. You will not see mine in the stores. I'm self-publishing it. We have three people. In fact, you'll see a photograph of the three of us. I'm doing the editorial. My editor is Carolyn Skye. She's fabulous. She's also editor of my magazine. And then Cindy Smith has done a heroic job on layout of this book. Just because I went over my limits that I set for myself, the book is 100 pages longer than we thought it would be with more than 700 photographs in it. It's going to be glorious. It encompasses my calendars that I have done for years. I'm not doing those anymore. All of the when to do things are there. All of the information on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, turf, annuals, perennials, fruit, vegetables, and the basics. All there. What a book. You need to get it. We are so close to finish now. Now, you can order it online at neilsperry.com, or we have brought extra people in until 11 o'clock today at my magazine office. It was nuts last Sunday. 1-800-752-GROW. The book is $24.95. The better deal, better by a long ways, if you buy my magazine at the same time that you're buying the book. Magazine is half price. Total price of that offer, $36.90. $7 postage on the book either way. $24.95 book only, $36.90 for book and magazine. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 o'clock or go to neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-4769.
This is a great time of year to have foundation repair work done at your home, and Advanced Foundation Repair has been my sponsor for almost 20 years. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, inviting you to call them for their free home inspection, 214-333-0003. On the web, their very useful website, foundationrepairs.com. Do what I've done. Call the best, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003.
Oh, they are good. They are very, very good. Let me tell you another company that I'm really proud to have here, and that is Whiz-Q Stone. Whiz-Q Stone has been around since 1983. It's a third-generation company now. Mike and Derek Wisnett, father and son team, second and third generations are the owners and the runners of Whiz-Q Stone. 22 acres of gorgeous, beautiful stone. 22 acres of people who know how to sell you stone. Take measurements of what you want to do. Take them in with you. Take photographs. Take them in with you and say, here is my dream. Here's what I would like to do. And they'll say, well, here are three kinds of stone that would work well for that purpose, whether it's a patio or whether it's a retaining wall or whether it's a fountain that you want made out of natural stone. And then you say, can I do this? And they'll say, well, if you're pretty handy, you could probably do a retaining wall if it's not too high. Or they'll say, that's a little bit risky, but boy, do we have some good landscape contractors we can refer you to, people who buy from us. They know the best. They're leaders in the nursery industry. For beautiful stone, for the finest in installation of that stone, and coming up in just a few weeks, their spring classes on Saturday mornings, it's Whiz-Q Stone. 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, open 6 days a week. Whiz-Q.com, Whiz-Q.com, 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Southeast Fort Worth.
Our 19th annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, February 15 in Plano. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, the best plants to use, and how to use them effectively. Leave with a working drawing of your project. We give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional Saturday or Sunday, March 1 or 2. Seating is limited. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 1-800-752-GROW or online, Neil Sperry.
Okay, now I heard that date. That means that 6 days from now, our landscape school happens. So this is just your last time you'll be hearing us talk about it here on the air. And that number to register for landscape school is the same one that you used to buy my new book. Lee was just telling me off air that he has had a call this morning that took a little while to explain. that for the book order, you need to call my magazine office, not to place a plant question on the online to go on the air with me, but to buy the book or to sign up for Landscape School. It's 800-752-4769. To go on the air here, 800-288-WBAP. North Haven Gardens, what a glorious place. In fact, that's where we're holding our landscape design consultations. They have been friends of mine since the week I arrived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in 1970. They founded, they were 19 years old then. They began in 1951. I thought, boy, 19 years, what a legacy. Well, that's 62 years ago, 63 years ago. That's a long time ago. The Pincus family still owns and operates it, and just great friends. North Haven Gardens has asparagus crowns. This is the time to plant asparagus. They can show you how to do it. They also have horseradish roots and a huge variety of vegetable transplants, lettuce, spinach, kale, broccoli, all those things that you talk about planting right now. Seed potatoes, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. North Haven Gardens has Yukon Gold, Russian Banana, and Viking Purple, and others available to you now. Enjoy an informative demonstration on cultivating a bumper crop of your own tasty tubers Saturday, February 15. That's coming Saturday, 2 to 3 o'clock. Also next Saturday, North Haven Gardens will host a backyard chicken sale and a Q&A from 11 to 1. Purchase healthy juvenile hens from Dan Probst of, I can't pronounce his farms. Baganese Farms. I'll try that one. For your own backyard flock. This is a great opportunity to speak with Dan about keeping chickens and to tell him Neil didn't know how to pronounce his business name. I am embarrassed by that. Be sure to pick up everything you need for your hens at North Haven Gardens. Organic feed, watering supplies, hay, scratch, and much more. Arrive early. Sale ends when the birds sell out. I guess that makes sense. North Haven Gardens at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. Open 7 days a week. 214-363-5316, NHG.com. It's North Haven Gardens. I had pre-read that ad copy, and I just missed that one. Thomas in Roanoke, you're up next. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to overseed with some Bermuda this spring, and I was wondering what the earliest you think I should do it, and if I'm going to aerate that in and add some topsoil after I put that seed down, and do you think Yukon Bermuda would be worth the money to use?
I don't know anything about Yukon Bermuda. Common Bermuda would work for me. Let's see, but that is an answer I don't want to give. Let me back up. Number one, I'm about to do a 360 on you here. Number one, the time to plant Bermuda grass seed would be after the 15th of April, preferably after the 1st of May when it is really warm. It is a subtropical grass and it must have warm soils to germinate and grow well. So it needs to be later in the spring. Number two, I have never in my entire life recommended overseeding with Bermuda grass seed. Seed's too tiny. It doesn't stand a chance. Do you have Bermuda out there now?
I do.
All right. You are light years ahead spending the same dollars on a quality fertilizer. And if you think you need to aerate, I've never aerated Bermuda grass. I guess there are times if you have a lot of kids playing football on it or if you have somebody who parks.
Heavy clay soil.
We all have heavy clay soil. I've been here 43 years. I have never aerated Bermuda. If you feel you need to, if you have thatch, if you have compaction from people walking on it or parking on it, those are times that you could benefit from aeration. Okay. It won't hurt it, but you need to be careful with sprinkler heads. I don't know that it's necessary. If you're going to spread topsoil over it, I guess that's all right. I've never done that. Don't want to because of the chance of introducing weeds. I don't want to, Thomas, I don't want to say I just slapped down everything you threw at me. But I didn't leave you much that you need to do. Fertilize, is your lawn uneven? Is it rough?
It's not rough anymore, but it does have a high clay content. And when I aerate it, it helps helps moisture absorb into the ground quite a bit.
It does for a few moments. I'm not backing down. I don't think you need to do that. Do it if you want to. I mean, I'm not going to try to talk you out of it. But in 43 years of living here, I've never seen anybody need to do that to keep Bermuda looking good. I have Bermuda. I've never felt the need to do that. Okay. An all-nitrogen fertilizer, slow release, half or more of it slow release, applied in early April, early June, early August, early October. And the slow soaking waterings after you apply it. Hopefully we'll not have water curtailments this year, but we have a long ways to go to get out of that. And
right.
And that should be your best bet to keep your lawn looking good. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we will come back to Buck in, I guess that's probably University Park. And I need to have another call or two if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP. Our long segment comes up right now, and it is right after the news, and it's the one where we get a little more time to take calls. So call right now, 1-800-288-9227. Dallas Plumbing Company doesn't know it yet, but they're going to be coming out to our house and to our daughter's house sometime in the next few days because it's time to get those water heaters changed. Ours isn't very old. It's about 10 years old. But, you know, one of the things I just don't want is a broken water pipe, a rusted out water heater. And the way ours is configured, installed by someone else another time, it doesn't have a safety, and we're gonna have, and it's just time. I want to replace it. Our daughter can take her son Sam, who turns 16 tomorrow, can take about half a bath before they run out of hot water. It's time for them. Theirs is 14 years old. So Dallas Plumbing, that's what we do. We call them at 214-340-6300. The other thing that we do is we go down to their store and we buy fixtures there because they have the A++ grade fixtures at their kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom. They are the professionals. They know what works the best. They have what looks the best, and their team can install it for you. The showroom is open Monday through Friday, normal 8 to 5. I think it's 8 to 5, 9 to 5, we'll say, just to be safe. But it's also open Saturday mornings, and that is at 11,055 Plano Road. Now, they also invite you to have them come install, repair, maintain anything they sell, and they do heating and air conditioning work second to none. We have them out for that. They have some year-round plans that you need to take advantage of. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, 214-340-6300. I will call them my company. I wish I had ownership, but that's the fourth generation of the same family, and I'm not in that family, so I don't own it. But I still call them my plumbers and my AC heating people. DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
One of the great nurseries in America, Monrovia Nursery. Growers who grow so many great things, committed to enhancing the beauty and value of the North American landscape, one garden at a time. By producing the strongest plants in the industry, they offer you the peace of mind and quality assurance that stands behind each and every Monrovia plant. Gardeners know that MN distinctively better label. They've been looking at it. I've been buying it for 50 years or more. Buy their plants with confidence, knowing that the plants are bred to thrive and flourish. Now, coming this spring, there is something really new for you. You can shop for your favorite Monrovia plants. You can order your plants online and pick them up at your favorite garden center. Oh my gosh. Go to Monrovia.com. M-O-N-R-O-V-I-A. Monrovia.com. Shop from the comfort of your own home. Once you decide on the plants, click to pick your local independent garden center that handles Monrovia plants and sit back and let them notify you when the plants arrive. Shipping is always free. Oh my goodness. Monrovia plants, distinctively better plants, making green thumbs even greener. Monrovia.com. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. It's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. It is 8:34 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Propane gas consumers getting fired up. We'll tell you why after your first weather and traffic. Our weather in touch forecast, dense fog advisory in effect for us until 11 this morning, and then partly sunny and mild with a high of 56. Tonight it clouds up. It's going to get colder with a low down to 30, and there's a chance for drizzle and freezing drizzle overnight. Tomorrow, cloudy sky, still a slight chance of drizzle or freezing drizzle throughout the day, only 36 for the high. We've got fog, 41 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Fort Worth. A major accident on Boren Street at Kilpatrick. Also, there's a wreck on Vaughn Boulevard at Hanger Avenue, and reports say a car's hit a building there. In North Dallas, you got the wreck on westbound 635 LBJ at Marsh Lane. That has been cleared up. Well, a big beef recall by a Northern California company. Federal officials say Rancho Feeding Corp is recalling more than 8.7 million pounds of beef products because it's processed diseased and unhealthy animals without a full federal inspection. That's a whole year's worth of meat. Authorities forced to close gates, several gates at Orlando International Airport last night after a suspicious note was found on board a JetBlue flight. Mario Boone reports investigators searched the airplane.
The aircraft was taken out of service to undergo further inspection by authorities here as a precautionary measure. A substitute plane was brought in for the next leg of the flight. We also have been told that no arrests have been made in connection with this threat.
Now, propane dealers say customers are upset with the sharply rising price of the fuel used for heating. The price jumped from about $2 a gallon in early December to nearly $5 a gallon in late January. Industry officials say that's because of a combination of low supplies, increased demand due to extremely cold winter, and a wet harvest season when a large amount of the gas was used to dry corn crops. Again, looking for a high today of 56 degrees. It's 41 degrees with fog at DFW Airport. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. Now let's get back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
I'll take it, Jerry. Thank you very, very much. I mentioned Monrovia Nursery just a moment ago, and they are one of the sponsors of our home landscape school coming up 6 days from now. Time is up. Today's the last day I'll be doing ads for it, and I need to get you signed up. We have only a few seats remaining. All day Saturday, February 15. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach you all day long. Stephen is so much fun. He is really a hoot. Everybody loves Stephen Chambly, and I try to do my part too. We will teach you how to lay out a landscape design, how to have fun with your landscape. What are the principles of good design? How do you arrange the beds? What plants look best in the beds, and how do you arrange them? Stephen has a wonderful flair of whimsy in the garden, having fun with your landscape and garden. Creative things you can do to have a beautiful garden. If you've ever been to Shandor Gardens, Douglas Shandor's estate, you know, because you see how he takes care of it. All day long, we'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan for your home. And then 2 weeks after that, which is three weekends from right now, we will be holding our one-on-one consultations, and you'll have a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional. So you'll leave with a working drawing of your project, and you'll leave with the knowledge of how to do additional landscape plans yourself for your own projects. It really is fun, and it is very affordable. Other sponsors: Ag Power, John Deere McKinney, Callaway's Nursery, Encore Azaleas, and Southern Living Plants, Encore Electric Delivery. We have Encore and Encore, and Rubles Plants of Texas. So I hope you'll sign up. It's $199 for one person, $239 for two people. That includes the all-day class, all the materials, and even the consultation. 1-800-752-GROW. It's the very same phone number that you use to call to order my book. You'll call to sign up for the Landscape School. 1-800-752-GROW, G-R-O-W. Call before 11 today. We have people there one extra hour, or sign up at neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-4769.
Giving you a voice, your opinions on the news of the day. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
All right. And then finally, Advanced Foundation Repair. You heard me talking about Fred Marshall and his company after a recorded ad about half an hour ago, and I cannot say enough good about this company. Nobody wants to have a foundation problem. I didn't, and we did at our home and then later at my magazine office. Our home has a slab, and it was only one part of our home, a room that had been added later, but a big room. 14 by 26, I think it is, and our sunroom, and it had developed quite a crack beneath the carpeting. We didn't know that. Fred himself came out and did the complete survey of that part of the house and the rest of the house. And he said, well, that is the place you have the problem. And I thought, yeah, I could break my leg in that crack over there where the two slabs join. We'd already laughed about that part. You know what? His team came out. I was doing a radio program. They work, I guess, 6 or 7 days a week. They came out and had it fixed while I was on the air. And when I got home, they were gone. They were gone, and they had done such a beautiful job so quickly. Took a little longer at our office because it is a Pier and Beam. They did a spectacular job there. They're affordable. The inspection is free. It takes an hour to an hour and a half. It's very thorough. And you know what? They also were the first company ever to give a lifetime guarantee and to make that guarantee transferable from owner to owner. They've done it best. That's Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in the industry. FoundationRepairs.com, Advanced Foundation Repair, 214-333-0003. Just try to forget that phone number. It's just rhythmic. 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
Oh, thank you much. All right. Oh, I see a full bank of phone lines here. Let's go to Buck in University Park. Buck, good morning.
Morning, Neil. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold, but here's my question. Hope I haven't messed up. I bought 3 variegated fixed forms.
Okay.
In the fall, maybe late summer. And due to a number of reasons, I wasn't able to plant them. They're still in the pot. And what I've been doing is, move it. When it gets really cold, I put them inside, keep them watered. They look great.
Oh, okay.
But I'm wondering, should I go ahead and plant, now that I know where I want to put them, should I go ahead and plant them now, or should I wait till it, I'm kind of worried about him freezing.
Well, the way it's been, I think I'd wait. It's just crazy. But I would think within 2 or 3 weeks, Buck, you don't have to wait a whole lot longer.
Okay.
I planted some about that same time last year, about 50 weeks ago. And I've had them covered, and they're still alive. I don't know what I was doing. I live in a cold pocket down at the bottom of a hill in rural Collin County, which is probably 8 or 10 degrees colder than where you are. A radio station I worked at used to be over on, well, still is, on Central Expressway. And my truck thermometer, when I'd leave the house and go there, would always drop by 8 degrees, actually, in the winter, and it'd go up some in the summer. But
yeah.
But that's the urban heat pocket. I think your pittosporums will be okay. I'd hold them another couple weeks just to be sure.
And so due to the fact that I've waited so long, is there anything different I need to do when I plant them?
No, sir. Just plant them where they have room. Variegated pittosporums will get 3 or 4 feet tall here and 4 or 5 feet wide, if it's the standard variegated pittosporum, and they're beautiful. That's maximum size. I don't see them that big that often, and just keep them moist this first year. That's the main thing.
Let me, how much sun? We see them in Florida and here, and I know that it's drastically different. How much sun can they stand here, do you think?
I have mine where they get morning sun and nothing after that. I think you'd have a little bit of chance of their sunburning if they were in full, hot, reflective afternoon sun up against a house. They can handle full sun. I grew up in College Station. They're in full sun all over the place. But
okay.
But it's, I think, here as intense as it gets and as foreboding as the hot, dry weather air can be, I think I'd have them in morning sun, afternoon shade.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to your book.
Buck, I am too. It's been 9 months. It's a 9-month pregnancy. We're about to give birth to it. I've used that phrase for the last month, and I'm ready. I know how women feel now, a little differently, but the same emotion. Thank you much, sir. Take care. Brendan Waxahachie. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
A quick question. My son just purchased a house. His yard is in, to say the least, a bit neglected. And a whole lot of neglected. And I was curious to know, what is the best step to take at this point in time? Because all I see are weeds. There might be a spot of grass here and there, but I'm at a loss of what to do with the whole yard, and it's pretty big.
Well, the size doesn't matter, because what you have to do, you'll have to do to one square, or he'll have to do to one square foot, or a square, an acre, whatever it is. It's a 30-minute discussion to try to tell you how to get a lawn in good order. I can't do that, but I'll tell you where I have archived it. Do you get on Facebook ever, or does he?
Yes, yes.
If you will
and
go
I ordered
to
one of your books, actually two of your books.
If
so.
You will, well, they're kind of old now, and the new one isn't out yet. But if you will go on my Facebook page, Neil Sperry, and then up at the top, across where, well, it's below my name, you will see a line of buttons you can click on. One of them is called Notes. And in Notes, I have about 20 or 25 things archived, one after the other, on one of them, on getting the lawn ready for springtime.
Okay.
And that took me 2 hours to type that stuff up, and that will help you a great deal, help
great.
Him. So
okay.
It's on Notes at Neil Sperry on Facebook.
Okay.
All right, now, having said that, the critical things are keep mowing. He could use a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D to kill the non-grassy weeds like clover and dandelions. That will get rid of them. You have to have the temperature and rainfall restrictions met, so read the label carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Fertilizing would begin about the 1st of April.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the soil is uneven and bumpy because of ruts and things, he probably would be better off just leaving the grass that he has there and try to get it to grow well. Unless he has too much shade in some areas. And
he doesn't. That brings up the next point as far as planting a tree, too. So.
Okay. Well, and I have a list of the best plants. I have 40 notes on Facebook, and I have a lot of tips on landscape plantings and the best trees and things.
Okay.
But have him stick with quality trees, the 7 best trees that he ought to choose from if he wants a big shade tree. 4 of them are oaks. And I think I mentioned them here in the newscast about an hour ago. But that's that would be 4 oaks. It'd be bur oak, Schumard red oak, chinkapin oak, and live oak, and then also cedar elm and pecan. And the one that is not a native tree around here would be Chinese pistachio. So those are the 7 best options for shade trees.
Okay.
His my new book would help him with his landscape a great deal. And maybe you'd want to consider the landscape school this week. I normally don't try to sell my products here, but it sounds like a perfect match maybe.
It is. And I've already ordered the book, but good. I don't know if we can make the landscape school. But,
okay, I understand. Well, I hope that helps. I appreciate your call. And if he'll look there, he'll see a lot of work that I've put in on it. So that'd be great. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you. All right,
I am going to take a break, and then we'll come back to Vivian in Carrollton, Wayne in Grapevine, Larry and Jim. Here we come. Good questions coming up. Let me tell you about the new book and hope that you will give a call to my magazine office. I just checked my Facebook page, and I had wished Sam happy birthday as I invited people to call. And I have a post. Let me just click it back up. I'm on my laptop. This was Trish who says, I got Sam when I called, wished him happy birthday. Love the magazine. She had ordered the book this morning. The book will be called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, and this will be unlike any of the other books that I have done. This time, I got to make all the decisions along with my editor and our graphic designer. We are a team of 3. When you see the book, you will see all of us in a photograph. All I did was write the editorial and take all the photos for the book, all but one. One goes to Carolyn Skye, my editor. She had a beautiful photo. I said, may I use that? And the rest are all mine, 700 some. And all the text, but then she edited that about 4 times. And Cindy Smith has laid it out about 4 times, bless her heart. They're just a wonderful pair of ladies to work with. That's us. We are self-publishing. It'll print in San Antonio in a few weeks. I won't have the fine-tuning until we get everything. Table of contents is being finished up right now. The index being finished up right now. That's what I'm doing the balance of the day. Then we have Sam's birthday party this afternoon. The book will be only $24.95. It will only be sold through my office, my magazine office, and it'll be $24.95 plus $7 postage. Once I commit to a number to the printer, then the price goes up, and it's going to go up a good bit because the price was based on a bid of 250 pages. This book's going to be 350 pages. That's why it's a couple weeks later than I thought it was going to be. $24.95 plus the $7 postage, a better deal. Get my magazine, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, 28 years old now, recognized as the best regional gardening magazine in America. Get a year newer renewal of that at half price when you buy it with the magazine to the same mailing address. $36.90 total price. Call before 11 today. Now, this is not a revised edition of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's a completely different book. You will not see it in stores. For the lowest price, you must call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW, or you can order at neilsperry.com today. NEILSPERRY.com. 1-800-752-4769.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E-S.
Oh, they are good. They do our work, and I'm really pleased with them. Let me tell you about Rubles right now. These places are so much fun to visit. They grow what they sell, and they're great. Rubles is where Dallas and all of the surrounding area goes for plants. Michael Ruble began selling bedding plants with a small truck, a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market. They are sponsoring my landscape school, and I am grateful for that. One truckload at a time, one customer at a time, and the desire to satisfy every customer earned Michael a reputation that the best plants would be found at Rubles. 30 years later, the entire Ruble family works to expand that reputation for excellence both in service and in the quality of plants and products. Now, Rubles grows their own bedding plants, a lot of their plants, almost all of their plants, and you ought to see. I don't know that they ever have open houses or anything of that sort at their growing operation, but it is probably 20 acres, and I don't know how big it is, but it is dozens of greenhouses, and they are immaculate. They're beautiful, great growers. They bring them to their stores. Farmers Market store is at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. And we'll give you the phone number to that because it's the main store. 214-744-9100. 214-744-9100. Lakewood is at 7219 East Grand. Lemon Avenue at 6630 Lemon Avenue. Rosemead Parkway, that's the newest of the stores, at 3646 Rosemead Parkway. They are a sponsor of our 2014 Landscape School. Go to Rubles.com periodically for specials. That is R-U-I-B-A-L-S, Rubles.com, and 214-744-9100 for details.
Our 19th annual Home Landscape School, all day Saturday, February 15 in Plano. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of great landscape design, the best plants to use, and how to use them effectively. Leave with a working drawing of your project. We give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional Saturday or Sunday, March 1 or 2. Seating is limited. One person, $199. Two people, $239. 1-800-752-GROW or online, neilsperry.com.
Encore Electric Service Delivery. They're a landscape school sponsor as well. Encore is all about safety. They have the power lines out through our neighborhoods to keep us warm in the winter and cool in the summer and bright at night. Encore Electric Service Delivery. They have some safety tips for you, and, you know, they make sense, common sense. A lot of us don't have a lot of common sense. Why do they call it common sense? Look at what we do. Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of the power lines, you need to be calling Encore and their number to help you. Make sure that you're safe and advise you. 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862. Don't work on tree limbs that are close to power lines, and certainly don't touch a tree limb if it's touching a power line. If you see any kind of smoke or sparks or active fire, you need to be calling 911 and you need to clear out, get out of that area. If the tree is making contact, call 911 immediately. Now, if you're going to be putting in trenching and putting in new utilities like a sprinkler system or something of that sort, call 811 at least 2 business days before you start the digging, and they'll come out and locate the underground lines for you. They'll mark them. That's 811 at least 2 business days ahead of time. For more information, go to Encore.com. They're the best. O-N-C-O-R, Encore.com. Vivian in Carrollton, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
I have a group of red yuccas, and one has just gotten huge. And I'd like to take it out because my poor husband gets hit with it whenever he mows. So what is involved in taking one out?
Well, they have deep roots. That's why they are so drought tolerant. I don't think it'll be a big problem for you, and luckily they're not horribly prickly. I would just use a sharpshooter spade, and it probably is its own plant. It's probably not a sprout that's come up from another plant. Probably it's doing just the opposite, sending up sprouts of its own. But I would, when the soil is moist, This is not my most technical answer I've ever had to give, Vivian. You just have to dig and get the roots out. I'm not proud of that answer, by the way, but it's all I have.
How involved are the roots, do you know?
I've dug them and moved them, and I just don't think it's going to be any big issue.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather dig that than a real yucca. That's Hesperalo. It's not really a true yucca. Now, I don't think it has roots anything like a Spanish dagger or some of those.
Okay.
I think you'll be fine. You'll be fine. It'll be a nice job, and you can say, hey, this is your Valentine's present. You're off the hook now. So is he. Thanks.
And do you think next weekend would be a great time to do it?
Yeah, send him out on Valentine's Day. Great idea.
All right.
Thanks, Vivian. Let's go to Wayne in Grapevine. Wayne, this is Neil. How can I help you?
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
A couple of years ago, it seemed like I spread peat moss over my St. Augustine. I don't know why I did it or should have done it, but do you recommend spreading peat moss over St. Augustine every
year? The Texas A&M recommendation for control of a disease called take-all root rot, take-all patch, is to use a very acidic medium, and peat moss is the most acidic medium that we have access to, and to spread that an inch deep, half an inch to an inch deep, across St. Augustine if it has take-all root rot, and that timing would be late April or May. There are a lot of ifs there, Wayne. It has to have take-all root rot. It has to be the right time, and there's absolutely no reason to put it out at this point. 2 years ago, peat moss was sold out all across North Texas. Last year was not a bad year for it. It varies. Every insect, every disease that we have, you'll see have one really bad year, and then you may not see it for a while. So I would just wait and see. You'll have plenty of warning, and you'll be all set.
So how do I identify the root rot?
Take all root rot. I have some photos on my website, and Dr. Phil Cobol with A&M put probably a 20-paragraph explanation of it on my website, neilsperry.com, in the frequently asked questions. Just enter take all root rot. It's just thinning grass. It dies away, and it's yellowed in April, May. Got to run. We'll be back another hour, folks. Stay here.